Robin, prime time on a Friday night. It's the Cleaner Cast coming back at you on the ones and twos. Dewar just got here, so Dewar, I didn't even get to check on you in the back. How's it going?
It's going well. Had a had a friend come over, had to pick up some stuff, and got the chatty, and then realized it was 5 o'clock.
Yes, it's showtime, Dewar.
Yeah.
We're going live. Yep,
we'll do it live. We like to get chatty. So thanks to everyone for being here. This is a big one. The man behind the curtain is in our midst, which is super cool. But
that's right. Yeah,
we have something to talk about before that.
We do. We have a hot challenge going on over at ethoscarcare.com. Literally. Because, we got the collab edition bottles, that cleaner
cast. Just imagine I have it as well.
Just imagine there's a Canadian version. Right there. Unfortunately, there's not. And we got to keep it real. Podcast going head to head, man. He was running some slander campaigns last night on the Keep It Real podcast. You were that. You see that? Yep. Unbelievable.
Like, just unbelievable. I'm glad they got demonetized. They did Mariah dirty last
night. Dirty. Yeah, had her chugging down some hero or something.
Yeah, we will never talk bad about anybody, but might have
talk
bad about KR.
They said we hated Dolphins. They said all kinds of stuff.
Dolphins.
You know, but we got the promo. Look, we're so nice. We'll promote their promo code too. It's Jamie10 or KIR10. And we're about to do a little update. We're going to give you the numbers, where we're at, keep you up to date on the challenge. Loser's going to eat some spicy wings, hot one style.
Yeah.
You starting to write down the questions for that, Dewar?
Yes. Mr. Puerto Rico himself does not handle hot.
He's been crying. I don't handle crying hot on his vlogs and crying on the Instagram. I don't want to eat the hot ones. Please buy my Cody. I can't do it. So we don't cry and we don't slander on the Cleaner Cast. No. Either right, Dewar.
No, and if I have to eat the wings, which I don't know how it's going to be possible for us to do it. But I won't be swapping the sauces. I'll go full in.
That's right.
It'll be everyone's fault.
So but use the promo code of your choice and joining us. You know what? We got him right here. You know, we got the man.
Hey, this is funny. This is funny to me because it's easy to say the things you're saying because you got Baby Hoke supporting you.
Oh, like, okay. The boy.
You got Baby Hoke out here flexing for you. Hey, but I did do something special for you guys. Can I play it on your channel?
Space. That's what you did.
Sure. What is it? Is it the slander campaign? Oh my God! It's Dolphins. How do you even do that? Let the dolphin fly back there. Play him again. That was pretty good.
Let the dolphin fly.
The dolphin fly.
Eddie's details are going to be 20 minutes faster now because he has more aerodynamics with a smooth face.
No, here's what happened. Right, so I was looking thinking, good. How can I beat Jamie at his best game? Because Jamie, as a Grand Ambassador, is an assassin. Like, look at the dirty housewife. He's no longer called dirty. He's the clean housewife. He's gone.
I took him out.
All right.
Check it out. Do you love dolphins or love breathing fresh air? Feel polluted by Jamie10 in the weaker cast. I mean, the cleaner cast. Support the Keep It Real podcast, where you mean more to us than just a coupon.
Here. All right. That's enough of your slander campaign. Look, I invite you on the podcast. And here we are again. So let's get him on. Tim.
Wow.
Ethos Carcare's here.
I'm so impressed and I was not expecting that. How does Eddie get in here and just crash the cleaner cast? How do you allow this? You know?
The amount of stock footage he just has saved is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Unreal, man.
I paid $500 for the Artlist thing so I could just do the footage and use it whatever channel I wanted.
Adobe Express account just for that, probably.
Yeah. Shout out to sponsors.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out to sponsors. But yeah.
Oh, my
God. Tim. Goodness. Run us some numbers. Tell the people where we're at.
It's been a close race. It's been it's been neck and neck. Eddie's pulled ahead a little bit, and Jamie's making a comeback. We're down to 50 bottles for Jamie the cleaner and 44
halfway
bottles
there.
For Eddie. Yep. So it's
44
close race. 44.
Oh, dude. Six ahead.
Eddie is omitted from buying. It's when you get down to like five or six left. That's what I'm gonna sweat.
The last few are to go real quick. The last, dozen or so. We're to do a big push. So you guys better get on it. Use the code of your choice. And someone's gonna eat hot wings regardless. So that's what I'm excited for.
Yep. Someone's eating the hot wings. I forgot what I was gonna say.
You're looking at my favorite.
You shave the beard just for the hot ones.
Shave the beard,
It'll be easier to wipe the sauce off his face.
Exactly. All right, time out. We're coming at the little kid, okay? Look at my baby face. You're just mad because when you shave, you don't look this clean, baby.
I look like I'm 12. you know, I look just like you. We could face swap.
I get ID'd when I shave. So,
Tim, if I had your body, I'd be selling shampoo by the beach with my shirt off.
Oh God.
No, it's, we're not tied. Probably... There will be no ties. Tim's watching the numbers. There's not gonna be a tie. But yeah, we're halfway there. So we got about 100 bottles left between the two of us. So thanks everybody for supporting and buying and using the code.
Yeah.
And you're gonna enjoy the coating as much as we're enjoying this competition. Check out both of our reviews.
Eddie, you got something to say?
I wanted to say something look, everyone, I appreciate all the love and support. And I get, you know, it's a struggle to pay for $55. But have you ever seen a Puerto Rican that's overweight and is asthmatic? Shout out to me. I'm not asthmatic, by the way, but if you want a suspension in my breathing, you want me to lose and die on a clearing gas?
Oh boy, more crying.
Buy Jamie's coating. I'm gladly eat it.
Everyone might be selling some of Jamie's coating with what you're saying here. You know, people may want to see that just for the fun.
Yeah. If you guys buy Jamie's coating. Brad live from the bathroom, you can see Eddie live from the bathroom eating wings. So that's
what's gonna happen. I'll be making some awkward noise. We're all getting demonetized. I got demonetized yesterday. I promise you, I pray every day this channel gets demonetized today. Because yesterday was rough. I was gonna have 1,000 people watching get demonetized.
If you stayed monetized yesterday, there was a problem. Because like the amount of Mariah, I'm like, there's no way. Or it was JB's potty mouth. Who knows?
Algorithm's catching you for sure.
For sure. But yeah, you're gonna enjoy the coating. Go check out our reviews. We each do an install video, easy peasy to install, as the name suggests. Tim, what's been your favorite part of the first week of the challenge?
It's been fun seeing everybody buy the coating and support the channels. It's really cool to see the community come together and support a really good cause. It's fun. The product's great. And for those of you guys who have placed orders, thank you so much for the support. And if you have the coating, do an install, shoot some content, send us videos, photos. We'd love to see the process and what you guys think of it. So we're doing this obviously as a cool competition, but also I want to take part in ceramic coating and applying these coatings to your cars. So definitely.
Here's our milk fund from Kimberly MC. Get appreciate you
coming in. Someone's going to need it. I'm going to do every remedy like Gordon Ramsay did on his episode. I'm going to just have it ready. If we lose
the lime juice, the ketchup, lemon juice,
and milk, all that stuff.
Look, Eddie's going to have straight half and half. So,
hey, I'm going to be heavy cream. I'm gonna be sick that day. I'm gonna need some heavy cream, some diarrhea meds, because I'm gonna have to plug my butthole after this.
So abysmal.
Look, someone's got to take one for the team. It's gonna be a rough podcast on that one. But
if you sell me out, I'm doing a huge giveaway. I don't know what Jamie's doing for you all, but for everyone, if you sell me out, huge giveaway. And if you sell me out, I'll do the huge giveaway, and we'll just all laugh at Jamie when he has to eat hot wings.
I feel like out of the four of us, Jamie can handle the hot wings the best.
I know. I don't know why.
There's no question.
Yeah, I'm not good with spicy either. So.
No. Oh, really? No one's good with spicy around here, huh?
I guess not.
Appreciate you in focus. Whoever came up with
the hot wings challenge is stupid. Why couldn't we just say we'll donate or give back to the community?
Like, I'm pretty sure it was your idea, or was it Jamie's? Whose idea was it?
There you go. The Swamp King himself. The
Eddie, what would you have preferred? You know, what would be your challenge of choice? The cinnamon challenge, or what was the challenge back in the day? The Tide Pod challenge?
God, the cinnamon challenge.
Oh, my Lord.
We do not condone eating any packages. You have to eat those little Griot's pods.
There you go. Yeah.
Or eat the sheep.
The only time they foam is when they're in your mouth.
Pretty good challenge.
Oh, oh my Lord.
Yeah, he had a month to counter off for the challenge. You know, I said hot ones. Everybody was like, sure. And then the challenge starts. And now all of a sudden,
I didn't realize how big you were. Oh, you're the size of China. You got a million subscribers. You don't even have to make a hit piece. I made a hit piece. I gave away stuff. I bought like 12 coatings. You don't know that.
You got a dolphin video. Come on. You can't compete with a dolphin video.
No, he won. He's coming out with something savage. He's got something. He's got something good.
Drop the reel, baby. Drop the reel.
Drop the reel. I did drop the one.
It's some strategy involved. I think you're waiting until we down the last 10 or so, and then you just go overnight, it's gone, you know?
Yep. That's the heat's coming.
Right. Oh, yeah, the heat's coming. But, Tim, thanks for the update.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate you.
Content with the good coating, and we'll catch you probably next week's update. So
see you guys the next time. Yep. Have a good one.
There you go. Update from the man himself, Tim Coates. Get him out of there. And, what else have you been doing, EC?
Hey, I've been thinking about you guys, right? And this is something I want to say thanks to. So it's almost our 1-year anniversary.
Bro, keep it real.
No, dude. I don't know when it is, but
me neither.
I'm making all this up. But here's the thing: do you agree with me that do people want to see a detail roast again?
I think they should, and that detail roast will stay monetized. And shameless plug: speaking of monetized, I am 20 subscribers away from being able to monetize my channel. So. Head on over to the YouTube channel and subscribe. I'd greatly appreciate it. But I mean, look at this. This mug has been hanging out. This all started off a crazy idea
back there
with a few people. We need a new mug with JB. And that was fun. It was fun doing that. And there's good. Been so much happening over the course of the year to prompt another roast, you know? We had TRCMA, we had all kinds of drama and other companies and whatnot, and you know,
we had
everything that and
look, like this guy. A lot of things have. Oh, shout out to Eddie. EC detail shot.
Hey, I appreciate $49.99. YouTube's gonna take about $35 of that. that goes to the
We need to set up a PayPal where you can at least accommodate for more funds to more of an audience and. Yeah, I think you keep like 93% on PayPal, something like that.
So here's the thing. I was thinking about what we were talking about this in chat, right? About the detail roast. The last roast we went on, my guy took strays. You know who I'm talking about, right? Like because I just got back from vacation. My wife, I kind of went too ham. But then the question is for a detail roast, how ham is too ham? So do we keep it about the culture, about what's happening, or do we just get to just make fun of people? But see,
appreciate you. Masters of Shadow. I mean, the people want it. I think the people are clamoring for a little detail roast action.
Yeah, they're. I mean, yeah. I know JB could have a whole roast about a certain distributor in Florida that he just absolutely adores, but I don't think we have to talk the whole hour on that. But that being said, I mean, there's quite a bit out there, so that we could do.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the culture's fine.
Eddie, what can they
drop a chat. What would you guys like to see in the roast?
Yeah. They're I think they want to see a doer, but can they do, Eddie? What nice website do we have available to support the giveaway funds if they don't want to drop a super chat?
Yeah, so if you don't want to drop the super chat, I'll send you Jamie's PayPal because I've been owing him money for the last six weeks. But then we also have fakedetail.com. I am being honest with you. I'm not a beggar. So if you don't, like JB says, if you don't buy, you don't buy. I made that out of hate for ONR. Point taken. And then it turned into something else. So we are coming out. We the culture shirts are coming out is what we talked about. So that new shirt's gonna drop soon. We're coming out, took a stray. And we're gonna come out. I just fakedetail.com support us. I actually use that to give away stuff on Jamie's channel or our channel.
JB bought the lifetime inside the hex membership. That's right. David Bradshaw knows.
Jamie
Tina
Chanon's house.
I think that needs to be a shirt. I'm not like people are just gonna be at like Target or Walgreens and be like, "Hey, can you guys dig Jamie 10 here? Like, how do we do that?" Throwing it up.
Yeah, it's time, dude. We detail roast. Jamie, you died.
Oh, jeepers. Jamie, you're gone.
Jamie's laughing at somebody. What's he doing?
I don't know. Let me see.
Patrick Swayze, no one hears you. It's like ghosts. We see you, we don't hear you, dog.
Okay. Jamie, can you talk?
I think one of my kids found some my headset and it like linked to the computer, so it jacked up my headphones and my mic. So
Jamie's now kidless. Goodbye,
I think kid. I just realized our mysterious guest wants to stay. I thought he got up and went to the bathroom. That's why I ain't brought him on yet. But I think he's trying to be mysterious over here.
Yes, this is like what are those shows when you need to like hide an identity? Like you don't need to be shown. Like, you know, that's kind of, we don't have the fancy lights and the curtains and the voice changers. We just have out of frame. That's what we have.
Yeah. So let's see if he pops up or doesn't pop up. I don't know what's happening here, but everybody, the man behind the mystery of Alchemist Kark here, it's an empty screen. Are you there, mystery man?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. He's
where
there.
Are you guys?
Beautiful. Are you invisible? Is there an invisibility serum?
I'm right here. Where are you guys? I can't see you guys.
He's right there in his Viper chair.
Yeah, Viper chair. Yep. Harry Potter.
Custom, the one of one.
There he is.
Hey.
He's on. You know him as Matt. Matt, how's it going?
Very, very well. Yeah. Going well. Tired, busy.
Why tired?
Things are great. Yeah. Always tired.
He has a 1-year-old, Eddie. That's why. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Have you had a 1 year old for like too. 5 years? No way. No way. Stop the cat.
Yep. His name is Eddie. And he turns one today.
Yeah, named him after the yeah. look how man. Eddie took his hat off and blew out his camera. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at that bright
man. Jeez. I'll sneak back over there. But
why are you coming at me sideways, dude, with that bacon grease coming out your neck?
But Matt, you're tired. You got a 1 year old and you're launching new brands. So what's the story here? Why Alchemist and how did it become a thing?
Damn, that's a great question. Why? There is no answer to why. It's just it became a thing out of thin air. It was an idea thrown together by some friends. And one by one, they started popping off, and I was already too committed, so I just kept it going. Mm-hmm. And nice. a lot of sleepless nights trying to get it up and going. Way too much money spent on this. and here we are. Yeah, enjoying the fruits of our labor.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Before we get too far, what is the promo you want it to promote? I'll scan it across the bottom here, if it'll work.
Let's go with birthday, since it's my son's birthday. And I haven't even created the code yet. We just came up with it in the back room. So if you go on the website, use it now. It won't work. Pay full price. Yeah. That'll be a gift. It'll be fantastic.
Well, after you listen to the story of Alchemist and you hear what we think's all good and stuff, and use it in the future. It'll be live.
Yeah, we'll do a limited time, and we'll go through Monday. How about Monday? And we'll do 20% off.
Oh, there you go. 20% off on Monday. Check out Alchemist. Yeah.
What am I missing? What am I missing, Dabbler? What did you come out with?
Look here.
What's that?
These labels are just superior. So you got to tell us the story.
Because Matt, you've done all the designs on all the labels and everything, and the site, all of it.
I feel like you made the labels first, and then you were like, "Well, I guess I need products now."
Actually, that is very correct.
No, yeah,
I came up with. I narrowed down the chemicals that I wanted to go with, and then the labels. And I will say this. Yes, I'm a graphic designer, but I didn't illustrate the labels. I drew a beautiful sketch that I have somewhere hidden in the piles of paper on my desk. And I searched high. Yeah, you guys have no idea how long I searched for someone that I felt could perfect the labels. I finally found him. And it's a cool dude out in Kansas City. And I sent my sketch, and he gave me back something perfect. I tweaked it a little bit to fit everything and rounded out all the colors and all that stuff. But yeah, I can't take credit for that because that guy is awesome. His name is Earl out in Kansas
City.
Shout
out to Earl, man.
Yeah, shout out to Earl.
He's a super rad guy.
Came back from the dead from the Dixie Chicks. Look at that.
Yeah, so I feel like there's a whole like storyline with this brand. Mm-hmm. You got the chemist. There's like a dirt wad creature. Tell us a little bit about kind of the brand.
Well, obviously, the name is Alchemist, so you need an alchemist mixing your concoctions, killing the dirt monsters. That's right. And along the way, I don't know if you can see this. I don't have a sticker here to show you dirt wad. But here we go. That guy's dirt wad. You can see him all over the place. But I fell in love with him. Mm-hmm. And maybe there'll be a story about him later. It'd be cool to have some kind of comic strip going. But did you guys ever watch Ghostbusters, the cartoon growing up?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Slimer, big characters.
No, I didn't have cable.
I think it was free. I think it was on the free channels. But,
so broke.
You didn't have a TV. It happens, man.
Yeah.
But Slimer was a ghost, and he was a pesky little guy, but he ends up basically helping the Ghostbusters, and that's kind of what I want to see out of Dirtwad. He's too cute of a character to be, well, essentially killed.
Yeah. Yeah, so Dirtwad, you know, just like the Ghostbusters, bust ghosts, but winds up Slimer's the ghost helping him out. You know, Dirtwad helps a little bit, messes little things up. That's pretty funny.
I mean, without dirt, there is no alchemist, right? Mm-hmm. You need dirt to exist. Without dirty cars, there's no detailers. Mm-hmm. So dirt is everyone's friend.
Not to be confused with traffic film. So.
Not to be confused with traffic film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Eddie, what's your opinion on traffic film?
If you're O&R, it's not going to work.
What's the story behind O&R and Eddie's hatred?
It's way too.
The water runs deep.
Sum it up
deep.
In one sentence.
Lord.
Sum it up in one sentence. Danny.
This is Danny from Opticoat One.
Yep.
You got to go back a while.
Okay. There was some. It came out of dryness. Let's use that word. I think dry. Okay. I don't know. Old products. I don't know.
But that's a whole story, Matt.
Yeah. Matt, where you been, dude? You been? I do want to talk about your the viewer did ask a question about your grime or film. What do we think about film?
Yep.
Your citrus all-purpose cleaner.
That's citrus.
It's a banger. It's an absolute banger.
Thanks, man.
Who'd you steal it from?
It's a little known there's a little known chemical supply company up in Northern California. I just went and kicked down their door and I said, give that to me. And they said no. And I said, well, say goodbye to your doggy.
You just Lord. John Wick them?
Yeah. Lord. Yeah. Earl went full John Wick.
So I reversed Wick them and now it's mine. And they can go to hell.
Nice.
Oh my.
Dang, I love it. It's I think the one con I have is you don't have gallons. Like, go back up. Is this really a con? I guess this is more for what you want to do with this. Like, you having the pre-order button there is as depressing as me going to McDonald's and they ran out of chicken nuggets.
Now the pre-order there, and I would like to say a shout out to the many that have pre-ordered. Thank you so much. That goes right into the making of it all. And it's discounted right now. I can't guarantee that those prices will be that price when they launch. Hopefully they are, but no guarantees. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to make it affordable for someone to come in and be like, hey, let me get some of the first few gallons. And
sure.
Honestly, I didn't think anybody would buy them, but we have to put them up there to let everybody know they're coming. It's expensive. This entire endeavor has been so much freaking money. Mm-hmm. It's overwhelming. And with gallons, that takes money too. So I figured let's test the waters with our 16 ounce before going broke and remortgaging the house, taking out seconds and thirds, selling cars.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Do that first. So
yep.
That's where you that came from.
A lot of investment's been in with the labels and, of course, the sprayers. So how did you find, like, the high-quality sprayers to go with the bottles? And, I mean, you can tell you've been putting some money into it. So you're taking your time, making sure everything's right.
That was like, maybe number two besides, like, coming up with the overall business plan was sprayers. Because sprayers. I get a little obsessed with sprayers and too many brands – had horribly cheap sprayers.
Where's Tim at?
Never worked.
Bring Tim out.
I mean, he should talk. I mean, wow. I'm not going to name any names.
Tim's still here.
That was me, man. That was very mean.
Hi, Tim. How you doing, buddy?
RIP to my sprayers. I know. I feel like he's hazing me because of the sprayers now. He's got to find something wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's a sprayer, like.
Yeah, and they're color matched on the Alchemist car care. It's nice. That's the way to go.
Well, I mean, choosing purple was probably a mistake because no one stocks purple.
Of course.
So you have to get it made, which is more money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all of that. So, we've already got our purple caps for our gallons. I think we're going to go with this. I'm testing sizes. So
are those going to be heated nuts and steel too?
Yeah, because leaks are.
You have to do that. No, it's We don't like leaks.
But Tim's got the tips here.
Yep.
But yeah.
Hot Tim talk.
So we do have the caps. So that's the thing. You know?
Eddie's still set on that friggin'.
What is that? Is that a sprayer? Is that a nice sprayer? What are you trying to say, Eddie?
What I'm trying to say is this. When I opened the Alchemist bottle, I'm going to be honest. I was looking for, I bought the whole line. You didn't give me a discount. I didn't even know you existed.
No,
no idea.
No one does.
So I bought the whole line. I get unbox it. I look at it and I go, I'm gonna roast. I'm gonna take this guy to the cross upside down. I'm gonna Peter him, right? I opened the box. I saw the sprayer. I shut the box. I put everything in the closet. It was like they did it right. So I was like, no way they're gonna get the logo to be dope, the box to be, the unboxing to be wild. The unboxing experience is like finding your first love at a donut shop. She's eating your favorite donut. She gives you the side eye. You're both drinking the same kind of coffee. It's like, right? Then I open it. I use it. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, except for your brimstone. I was like, I don't know what he did here, but
shout out to DK Donuts.
The thought and time it takes to color matching from top to bottom. Like you said, wild. Sourcing sprayers, sourcing caps. That is not an easy thing to do. It's time consuming. It's hard to, from the ground up, it's very difficult. So.
Shout out to Fred.
Kudos for sure.
Fred knows that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was all part of the experience. Like the other part of it, I mean, it was like this was 2.5 years in the making. So it was not a short process.
Sure.
And one of the things that we wanted was a fun unboxing. You don't really get that in the detailing world, aside from a few different brands, but one of the experience, like you order something, you're not expecting a sleeve, and you get that, you open up the box, and you get all of that. It just wanted to have fun with it, you know? Like,
it's
not
unique.
Serious. It's, I appreciate that. You know, we just wanted, like, I personally just want to enjoy cleaning cars. It's relaxing. It's something I can take my mind off of, and I wanted it to be as fun and enjoyable as possible. So I did everything I possibly could think of to make that happen. So
it has a nice packaging.
Looks so good.
A nice little box that comes in, get a nice unboxing experience. You can't beat a good unboxing experience.
And the website, the user experience, the click.
Yeah, you're telling a story. I mean, just like how you explain your experience with using the products. I mean, it's it's a story that you're sharing your passion and sharing your little slice of heaven, like you said, with customers and everything from the second the box arrives at customer door to the time they use the product, it's taken them through the entire journey and it's a unique thing. It's cool. And the website looks awesome. I mean,
thank you.
A lot of good work on it.
Yes, Edward
Cologne. That took forever too. I did all of that. Every single thing that you see was done by me.
Yeah, everything. And it's not ChatGPT. That's all handwritten.
Yeah. Why are you trolling? Why are you trolling, dude?
No, Lauren Mipson essays here.
I feel like I'm feeling happy here. Can I do something for you, Matt, for the culture?
No, you took a hit yesterday. Do I need to back I'm you doing out it. Before you?
I got this. I got this. I'm going to give away my top two favorite products that I use from them.
What is your top two favorite products? Walk us
through. It's the Citrus All Cleaner and the Quick Detailer.
So good.
Quicksilver.
I love how dilutable the Citrus is too. That's real nice.
Yes.
Nice dilutions.
Matt, I was going to say brimstone, but I'd be lying to everybody.
What's not using it. Brimstone, stop listening to Eddie. It's fantastic. You got rubber.
He didn't have my wool cleaner either. You know, he has got to warm up the product. So
Listen. I compared it to your wool cleaner, Tim. So this and I was like, oh, it's not doing it for me. So that's how I compared it. So maybe I put in a foamer and foam it on to see what kind of experience I get. I'll try it that way because I wasn't getting the hit. You know how the browning starts right away?
Yeah.
Or like I use Tim's or ADS 4-1, or I'll use Koshkemi AWH. But I like to do a giveaway to support Matt and all his money and debt he went into. He took his babies. Yeah. And then you got baby Eddie. Bro, we're doing two giveaways. You got baby Eddie. We're doing two giveaways.
Baby Eddie.
Lord.
We're going to do a Citrus all-purpose cleaner and his Quicksilver because Quicksilver is a real good drying aid. Real good.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, nice. I like to give two bundles away if we can. You can ask the questions, do it, whatever you want to ask.
Oh, yeah. I got a question.
You're the man. I appreciate that.
Smells
that's real kind of you.
Ooh, sweet it smells birthday good. Present. Dude, Quicksilver, that is a good scent.
And But yeah, Matt, I was just gonna say too, the when my first experience was at TRCMA when they had the box of your guys' stuff there, and you know, just seeing the sleeves and like opening it up, like I'm like, hey, this is so different. Oops. You know, like I've ordered stuff and the box, then you open up the box and the sprays are just kind of thrown in, but yours is just kind of an Encompass package, and that's not to kind of beautify, you know, a weaker product, because the product works and the packaging is great, so they're kind of going hand to hand, and you know, it's not just a facade, the stuff actually works, which is even better. So, and I love the
product. I mean, I hope, aside from Brimstone, hopefully everything works. I mean, everything's been tested at an ungodly amount of times, and obviously we couldn't just make it, you know, we couldn't polish a turd. That would suck. You know, I don't want to be a fly by night brand that just makes you want to buy it and then you get it and it's just a piece of poop. So we had,
dude, you not swearing is weird. You're not saying like a swear word is wild, because lately
I know.
Look, he knows it's a clean podcast here.
There were talks of demonetization, and I don't want to be anybody's.
I took the hit last night. Full send. Help my brothers out. Get demonetized.
All right. So the first question. Yeah. So Eddie, what are we giving away first?
All right. I'd like to. I guess I'm going to switch up. We're going to have one of Quicksilver and the citrus, and I will buy the shampoo because I really enjoyed the experience, and that's my co-host's favorite thing. I'll do the shampoo, and then my daughter liked Luna.
That's my favorite.
Luna. So this one's for. The first giveaway is going to be for the Quicksilver and the Citrus, the all-purpose cleaner. So I'm going to bring up the question here. What color is Alchemist Tallow Jamie loves so much?
It's a beautiful tail. Good-looking tail.
That's got to be pretty obvious, even if you just tuned in.
Just look around, look at the products.
Got to make it easy for the people.
We got a couple of them coming in here. Good luck.
You don't ship to Canada, so I can't. If you're a Canadian, I'm sorry, because I'm not going to take the hit for $90 to ship it over.
International is expensive, but we've had several international. I feel real bad.
The first answer was Canadian. I apologize, Mr. David, but the first we have purple.
Oh no! We were looking for the Pantone color code, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, what's the Pantone
we need the Pantone color.
Oh, he's wild. He wants the hex code, the RGB.
If JB was on here, he'd be doing hashtag FF.
There is no name.
Okay. It's not alchemy purple.
I mean, maybe I could petition Pantone to do that, but at the time, no. Right now, it's just Pantone. I think it's like 2675, something like that.
So Mango Nita, I apologize if I'm butchering that.
Yep.
Please message Eddie within 7 days, otherwise you are not getting what you want.
What's the email?
Eddie, drop your email.
It's Jamie, is the cleaner Jamie at gmail.com. It's COLOED3@gmail.com. If you email me and you don't send me your name and I have to reply to you to send your name, I'm gonna have to charge you my rate, and it's like $90 every 30 minutes.
A second.
Love you too, Hunter.
Yeah. What's up, Hunter?
Hi. So got some friends in the chat.
So we launching that second giveaway right now. We're gonna do that one.
Yeah, we can launch it whenever you want. I wanted to give back to the community on the Keep It Real. On the ClearCast, where it all started with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the two brown boys and Zord.
So the second question is gonna be for some Luna, you said.
Luna and the shampoo. It'll be a bundle because I'm not paying shipping five times.
So lower 48, get your fingers ready. So the next question is, what animal was on our hate video?
The slander is real.
That video was stellar.
That's going to get demonetized. That was a propaganda piece.
No, that was I'm going for president. Mm-hmm. If I do, that's what I'm doing. I'm not even going to be upset. It's going to be a calm voice. Ducks in the background.
He acts like the victim, like he's been losing this whole thing. He's been in the lead this whole race, the entire time. And nothing but cry and slander.
Don't let baby Eddie have friends like Jamie, who get coddled by the company and then gets everything. Hey, look, in chat, people in chat. If you see an ad from Ethos, does it say the CleanerCast
edition? It's the same. Page.
It's Cap. Dynamic. It changes, Eddie. I think Eddie, you're just sitting there clicking it. You know, you just want it. You want an excuse.
My first lower 48 winner, Masters of the Shine.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Intense foam. Yeah, I like the intense foam a lot. Really foamy. You know how I like it around here. But Luna is by far, I think, probably the most standout product of the group. You nailed this. Walk us through finding a product like this.
Well, fun fact, since we're sharing all the facts, and I said this to you earlier, but I love gloss. Who doesn't love gloss? Mm-hmm. You know, it's fun. And interiors, not the most fun, but Luna was designed. I designed it specifically 100% for me. No dyes, no scents. It has to leave some UV protection because I'm sorry, Tim, if you have this and others out there, but I do not like interior detailers.
Oh, yeah. Tim loves an interior detailer.
I just give me a cleaner and be done with it. And I just want one product to clean the interior. And so that's where that came from.
One and done.
You don't want a shine. We're gonna have... You don't want dressing.
No.
Yeah, simple. I like it.
Yeah. So that's where that... Oh, and it has to deodorize because... Yeah. People fart in their cars a lot, so
got to take them. Eddie's, yeah,
Eddie's gonna have to write off his Tesla because he's gonna let go for those hot wings. So,
yeah,
you're gonna need a whole lot of Luna.
Eddie's gonna need a tote of Luna after that.
That vegan leather is gonna be all chicken grease, so
it's gonna be ruined for sure. But yeah, how do you like incorporate the UV protection then into a product like this that doesn't leave behind kind of what you're saying?
Well, as a chemist, I took UV inhibitors and prohibitors, and I put them inside the bottle.
Bam.
Boom.
Boom.
Bingo, bango, baby.
So you're saying like it doesn't have to have like a dressing vibe to it to leave those UV inhibitors. You can.
Oh, yeah. No. First off, I am so far from a chemist. I hired a chemist to do everything.
I think we figured that out, Matt.
So, but yes. And it works like this. This is what I want. This is what it needs to do. This is what it absolutely cannot do. This is what it's got to look like. And this is what it's got to smell like. And they go, okay, send me samples. I go, that was crap. Do it again. Send me sample number two. And then when you get the sample number, like, I don't know, 26, and you go, that's pretty good. I like that. So
you said something that I want to. I'm not trying to start an argument between two companies.
Now let's do this.
Okay, but I do want to start an argument because I'm about that petty life, especially after the chat I'm in. All right, so hear me out. You say quick detailers, right? There's a couple that I like and I use. So one being the Coconut Shine from Ethos, and then one being Pilot from ADS. So what about it? Because there's, you know, we've evolved in the world of chemicals, right? It's not like it used to be where it used to be like grease.
Yep.
Yeah. What about it puts you off on it? Because some of them do have like UV inhibitors. Some of them have cleaning. Some of them can foam up.
You said quick detailers. I'm talking about interior.
No, it's the same. I'm Spanish, bro. Bear with me, bro. Okay.
I wouldn't recommend using interior on your exterior.
Gion does. Do you? All right, but so interior detailers, what are your thoughts on why?
Me? I think they're unnecessary. Okay, here's the deal. This is where it comes from. I'm not a fan of redundant products.
Right.
I just want a clean line, and each product, if it can serve multiple purposes, perfect. But I'm not a fan of having to buy 2, 3, 4 chemicals to do one job. That's where it boils down to. I know... There are probably way more people that enjoy that, and I'm in the minority, and I'm totally okay with that. And more power to the brands. No hate, but for me, I don't want it. So,
and that's what I love about this industry too. Is just like you said, it's really there's a preference. I think people have certain preferences with products, and some brands are going to have products that meet certain people's needs, and others are going to provide products for other people. And there's no one size fits all solution, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Like, it's tire shines the same way. Some people like super shiny. Some people like no shine. Some people like in between. It's like, it's all preference, you know, and there's not one product that's worked for every single person. It's just not possible.
And honestly, it's probably better business to have multiple products that have levels.
Right.
Because you can sell more. I just opted not to do that. So
yeah, that's why I stopped playing Magic the Gathering, because every card did the same thing, but you paid different money for each one.
Yep. Looking for that next holographic. Does the same thing. So, yeah. That's how it is. I think that's how most brands want to operate, is we're just going to have redundant products, change the name up a little bit. And
It's a fine market. You could definitely get SKU bloat pretty easily, and you have a interior cleaner that has a little bit of shine, then a medium shine and a high shine, and it gets out of hand pretty quick. So the overlap is not fun.
Exactly. I mean, go ahead.
I just have so many questions, because we have two. I've never had this before. Have you ever had two company owners in one chat? This is like Biden and Trump having coffee. Not that you hate
Eddie,
each other.
Eddie, this is what the cleaner cast does.
Bring a political real quick.
All right, this is great. Like, having two companies in one chat is kind of cool. So I get to ask both of you this question. Mm-hmm. At what point in time do you, there's this thought in design, you probably know this, Dabbler, is when you design for everyone, you design for no one. So some needs for people in the South are different from the people in the North. So how do you both find a niche or find the chemicals that work good in both areas? Because Georgia heat's different than Idaho heat. Like, it's how do you do that? Hard.
I mean, you would you like to go first, Tim?
Go ahead, Matt. No, you can go first.
Oh, you don't. You just okay. The basics of chemicals, right? They're all fairly similar to one another. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to temperature wise, they're all going to have a range that they're good in. And so you just pick those chemicals and hope for the best. There's not really much you can do, because there's no way I'm going out to, you know, the South and then the East to test products. No. You just go, you kind of trust your chemist.
Yeah,
and you go from there, and you hope it works.
You can't please everyone.
Yeah. So I really feel like this brand, especially, you know, this is Matt. Like, this is what I like. I'm now presenting it to everyone else.
I can go into that more, but I'll let Tim answer Eddie's question.
Tim, what's your?
No, I mean, just like you said, Jamie. I mean, I make products that I like, that I want to use on my car, and I feel like other people would enjoy. And then off that, we work towards end cases, like you're saying about climate and issues with application, that kind of thing. We're kind of working in a similar ecosystem where the chemicals we're using should work in most applications. It's usually a minority where there's something that you have a big conflict of application or something going wrong. But at least for myself and my brand, we make products that I like and my preferences. Like, my tire shine is the shininess that I like on a tire. It's not going to be for everybody, but it's what I prefer. It's a mid shine, not too shiny, not too matte. Interior detailer, I like a little bit of a dressing. I don't want it shiny, and I don't want it completely bare. So it's just what I like, and I feel like it fits a good amount of people. It's not going to be for everybody, but around that, we can build, you know, a system, I think, that works for a good chunk of people out there.
Yeah, going back to interior dressings, you do have Redo, which is an exterior interior dressing.
Redux.
Look, I can't read. All right, look,
I tried. You're from the South. You're in Louisiana. It's Redo.
But what
we—that's true.
$2 from Stephanie Marquis.
That out, right?
Just want to drop this in real quick. Keep that train going.
We'll see. Hey. We call. Yeah.
She bought some from Alchemist. I remember that name.
Good job, Stephanie. But with Luna having the UV protection, do you need to come over with a Redux?
Do you need to? No. Do you want a little bit of shine?
How's that?
If you want some shine, yes. The thing about Redux is it is more of a satiny matte finish, but if you go back over it, you can get as much shine as you want. So
you can stack it.
You can definitely stack it. And same, the reverse also applies. If you feel like it's too much, you can go in there and level it off.
Yeah, you went a very different route with this product. You went real runny instead of the thick lotiony. I know Eddie probably likes some lotion when he comes out of dressing. What'd you think about it, Eddie?
I thought Redux. So there's the thing. I actually tested it on a car in my last fake detailer video of just a day in the life of testing stuff. And I was kind of because we're hiding some of the scratches, right? Yeah, there's some cars that the kids kick the door, you can never get it back. And then like my quick detailer might not be able to hide it, but I was using Luna. I was like, okay. At first, I was like, this reminds me of it. Reminds me, hear me, Dabbler. Okay, no, it's not. It reminds me. It reminds me of a girl, right? It reminds me so of PNS Express, and I was like, okay. And then my kids loved it. I just liked the satin look. It was good. It gave me Ethos interior vibes, the interior detailer vibes, in the way it was not greasy. Didn't feel like ham when it comes out of the oven, and shout it starts to sweat.
Shout out to Oven Ham.
Yeah, Oven
Honey Baked. Honey baked
is a sponsor out of a can.
Yeah, Redux. So how do you like to use it, Matt? What is your preferred look on tires, that kind of deal?
Well, it started out as just for tires. But then it was like people do like interior dressings. So how do we go about that? And so we opted for that as well. But before I answer your question, I would just say I wouldn't totally recommend putting it on rubber floor mats because it will leave a slick surface. So,
that's why she called me piss. Bro, you got to put down a label, dude.
It is on the label. It's literally on the label.
Oh, I don't have it here. Eddie doesn't read disclaimer.
You know that. Yeah, this lady texted me like
you put it on with a rotary too.
Why not?
That's why it's slick.
The only time Eddie's gonna read instructions is the hot sauce bottle to get the least impactful.
Oh my lord, I can't believe
he's gonna be reading that real good. Jamie T.
First I thought she was trolling me, and then I was like, what's she talking about, cuz? It wasn't that slippery on the panel. She good.
That's fun.
Yeah, what did you not put it on Max. The pedals?
No, I put pedals? No, I'm not that guy because I think that's that, you're trying to kill somebody.
Yeah, don't it was, be doing that. No,
WeatherTech mats.
Oh yeah. Well, WeatherTech is a whole different beast, and it has a tendency to resist things and make things slippery in its own right.
Yeah, but they have a coating on those mats, right? Like they come with a protective coating.
It depends on which option you choose, but yeah, for the most part, a lot of it is baked in. So there's that. And if you did want to put it on Redux on your rubber floor mats, it's right there.
Look right there.
That's on the label too. You have to level it off nicely and let it dry some. So
Eddie was wearing his glasses.
Hey, let's give one away. Let's give one away. Shout out to insurance companies. My goodness.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
This guy's dressed in motorcycle tires,
What I say in my video today. Yeah. What I say in my video today, make sure you got insurance. Make sure you got insurance.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. I just set this lady up for failure, and I blamed her, right?
It's probably her fault, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, somehow.
Your shoes. Yep.
Yeah. As far as tires go, I just like OEM standard new tire look. I feel like a lot of people do. I don't know, but that's why you can stack Redux to get, you want a super high shine, then, you know, just keep using it. It's super liquidy, so you're not going to use a lot. So there you go.
Dang, I can't believe I did that to her, Matt. Like, oh my gosh.
Hey, it happens, you know.
Dang. I'm going to have to text her. Like,
so, yeah. Sorry, I'm live right now, sweetheart. I apologize for giving you a slip and slide.
No, I'm not cheating on my wife with this customer. She paid and almost died, bro. And she explained it to me. Like, she got out the car and she said, for some reason, I couldn't find my footing. And I thought, what are we in the woods? Like, are we rock climbing here, bro? Like,
was it raining? Was it raining?
Listen, I'll let her pray about it at church. I'll confess on Monday.
SBG in the house.
SBG in the house, ladies and gentlemen. What's happening?
That's right.
I'm surprised Eddie still has her number because usually he just deletes his customers' numbers as soon as they're out.
Yeah, not for this real. One. She's loyal, dude. Not anymore after this podcast.
Not anymore. She out.
I hope she's not watching. Oh my goodness.
Gosh, you're gonna have to give her a discount on the return visit.
Yeah. Hey, let's give one of these away. From shout out
you
to my
give
wife.
A redo away.
Yeah, and that's my all last right. giveaway for the year.
Yeah, for the year. Yeah, you need to calm down, buddy. Who's getting a phone call over here? Tim, that you over there getting
Tim?
Phone?
Tim
yeah,
over here. Tim he's got a cigar
busy
date,
man.
He's got a cigar busy date. Man. Mirrors and all, be calling him. Be like, I haven't seen you today, Poppy. Flex.
Sorry, guys.
You got a question lined up for the good
people? I am just thinking of something right now. You guys can keep talking. I think yesterday, I know a flex that Brad had was his, there was the sounds going off like crazy. Oh, that's my email. I can't turn it off.
Oh, half the heroes are sold out. You know, bling, 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 bling. Yeah.
Cha-ching,
that was wild. Yeah. That was wild. I think they sold it all out in less than 10 hours.
All
impressive.
Right.
Impressive. It's good. So people will enjoy it. What else we got? I like how Crown, like the spray sealant, you're not like, you didn't push for like a 6 month, 12 month product. You're like 3 months, you know.
Yeah, can it's we? Good. I'm curious about your philosophy with that. Like, how do you go?
Tell us a little bit about the
protectant, spray sealant. Well, you're looking for like ease of use. What was like the main focus here? There's a lot of ways to go with that product.
Yeah.
Well, it starts with who we thought, basically who we thought would buy our products.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it would be more consumer based because we aren't. We don't have gallons or bulk sizes available, and it's not super economical doing it that way for detailers. Mm-hmm. So we figured it's going to be consumers, people that enjoy their car, they want to keep it clean. And so then it goes to how do we make things as stupid easy as possible? And each product goes through that process. And when it came down to Crown, and are we going to do like a polymer sealant, we're going to do ceramic, we figured let's go with polymer, get everybody situated with all the core products. Mm-hmm. And then if all goes well, we'll introduce a ceramic line.
Yeah,
so and like we'll come
steps.
Up with
baby steps.
New Yeah, new labels like and all of that stuff. So that's how that started. And I just really enjoyed the slickness and how really easy Crown is to apply. I mean, I've used two bottles on one car before trying to get
streaks. Yeah.
And it just won't. So
nice.
I'm not saying no one will experience streaking. Yeah. I'm sure.
There's a paint that will definitely, believe me, there's always a paint system.
But I happen to have a couple cars in my testing arsenal that pick up on streaks so easily.
Yep.
So I'm happy to have those, have access to those. But it just literally two bottles and nothing. Nice. So I just wanted
to Tony,
be easy.
This is the product line for you, sir.
Yep. Shout out to Tony in the chat.
No guarantees. Yeah.
Line out there.
So we got our giveaway question for Redux. Nice. So for everybody listening, I had it on the site for a little bit, Lower 48 as well, and then we got a bit of a surprise after that. So what is the name of Alchemist's APC?
That's a good question.
Yeah, if you're
and it has to be proper spelling because it's a doozy.
Yeah. So Eddie, if they're buying two products, what's your two products you buying from Alchemist? Tell them.
Interior, I'll just tell you my two that I really like. It captivated me. It's gonna be Quicksilver, and I can't name the other one because we're doing the giveaway on that.
Okay,
so we
ABC.
Got
there you go,
Tatcha Hutch, hopefully Lower 48.
Yes.
Alkahest, however you want to pronounce that. That's the first one that I see.
No, not however you want to. If you can't pronounce it, you can't buy it.
Dang,
it's
I'm out.
I am so sorry, Touch of Hutch. I lied. This
was Stephanie. I was about to say this is your podcast.
Stephanie, my goodness.
Oh Lord,
Touch of Hutch, you just got honeysuckled.
You got honeysuckled.
You call it Eddie?
Huh?
Apologies.
What do you call it?
I can't say it on your podcast. They'll get
demonetized.
That's for the group chat.
The name all the names, I try to keep them alchemist, alchemy related. Hmm. And Alkahest is basically a universal solvent. Like it cures the cure-all in alchemy.
Okay.
I don't know why I did it.
Yes. But. Thanks. Cool. Thanks a touch of Hutch for being so understanding. We apologize.
Yeah, appreciate
but the you, next sir. One is we have someone in the chat. I did see the message chat. Earlier, and then he sent a whopping $50 super chat.
Nash is in the chat.
Easy Peasy wants to give away a Easy Peasy. I don't know what that must be a typo, but I think he wants the Jamie the cleaner cast bottle.
I think wrong coupon code, right?
So, no, he said code. Easy Peasy code and giveaway. KR10 for the read it as it pay. He paid
that,
for that.
No, yeah, his cat stepped on his keyboard. That's exactly what happened.
it's a typo.
So, if we want to do a little giveaway to that,
is that what he means? He wants to give away a bottle of the keyboard.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he does.
And we need some confirmation in the chat, Masters.
Yeah,
and I do have Brad from Brad from ADS wants to give away a Keep It Real podcast bottle as well.
Oh, Lord. Cheaters.
No, it's not happening.
I'm just telling you what he said. I'm just here announcing it. Hey, Dabbler, this is about you. We're giving you flowers. But at the end of the day, I got to win.
You do got to win.
Okay.
I think we had another giveaway that we wanted to do as well. I don't remember.
I should give away a cleaner cast bottle. I mean,
I think you should, Tim.
You know what? Since Eddie, I believe, was the first review of Alchemist, so I'll go ahead and give one away for him.
Oh, Lord.
Awesome.
All right. So we're giving away an Easy Peasy TCC bottle, correct?
Correct.
All right. So I do have a question for that.
Perfect.
So we'll bring that up. Lore 48.
Lore 48.
So this is a doozy. You kind of got to be in the know.
Wait, time out. Can we just recap what we're doing here? Because I feel like we're all going to get honey.
I need to recap myself. All I don't know what's going on.
So Dabbler's giving away a Keep It Real one.
Yeah.
Tim's over here picking Jamie off the ground, babying him. He's going to buy a Keep It Real one.
Ethos number one customer.
He's going to buy a TCC one, right? And I got Brad from ADS who's going to give away a Keep It Real one.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then somebody in chat is giving away a Keep It Real one, right?
I think we have to confirm that.
Right? Yeah, we were waiting for
he says yes.
Confirming.
Well, is he paying for it or is that $49 for it? I just got to know. Because if so, 49... you're going to have to send another 40 because that's his 30% hit.
We'll say his $49.99 is it. All right. We'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, we'll handle it.
Okay. Yeah, because he had mentioned in the chat. Let me see. He just said yes, sir. So I'm assuming he's wanting to give away one. So but we'll start bottles. Off. So four bottles total.
A lot of giveaways coming out right here.
Jeez. Yep. So, and you guys can kind of we'll divvy up. That's
so we each first... have a each get a question. There's four of us.
You guys can drop a question in the private chat there if you guys have access to that. But I have one question here if somebody's missing out on one that I can certainly drop.
Yeah, which one you want to give away? Do Matt's giveaway Matt's.
Yeah, we'll do Matt's first.
I gotta get out of here soon, guys.
Okay, yep, no problem.
I got a birthday.
I got a quick question.
Birthday party, do work about now.
So first one for
party
Matt.
Tomorrow,
what event did Jamie and I meet Matt at?
Recently, a couple recently. Weeks ago.
Yeah.
Big event. Thumbs up.
Oh, my. Cool. They are hot and heavy and ready to go. Ethan Bland, 435.
Ethan Bland, coming in hot.
Nice.
Getting him a Keep It Real bottle.
Okay. So we got the next one. Whoever wants to go next can drop your own question.
I got a question. When is this is for Brad's code. He didn't give me one to give. He just said ADS is giving that out. So for Keep It Real, when is Joey's birthday?
We talked about it yesterday.
Oh, we sure did.
And Matt has to leave. Matt, if you have to leave, we can exit you now because you look rushed.
Yeah, I gotta go. My wife just texted me. Are you done?
Yeah,
appreciate you, Matt. Coming we appreciate on, you, Matt. Unveiling you, Matt. The man behind congrats the Alchemist Car Care. Yeah. Where can Ethan Bland reach out for you to send him that bottle?
Matt somewhere. @alchemistcarcare.com.
There you go. Send your info to him. He'll take care of you. And use promo birthday for 20% off the site. Matt, go turn on that promo code immediately.
Matt with one T, I believe, right?
Correct.
Okay. Matt with one T. There
good
you go.
Looking
good,
out. Yeah.
Good call, doer. Yep. And go turn the promo code on. We'll see you on the next one, Matt. Appreciate it.
Later, guys.
So I did see a winner. Ooh, I don't want to be big. There we go. So the first Joey's birthday I see is, I believe, Kimberly.
May 1st, is that it?
I think that's the birthday, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, no.
I thought Eddie didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, scared me there. So, Kimberly MC, there we go. So, yeah, a couple more questions, and I'll have to jet out here as well. So,
all right. I'm going to go away. Okay, right. Go ahead, baby.
Hold yeah. All right. So, for the ClearCast Easy Peasy Bottle, who is currently winning the challenge between Keep It Roll Podcast and the ClearCast?
Ooh.
In the chat. It was said in the very beginning of this podcast. Maybe not for long. Let me check, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
No, yeah. We're going to give all away the rest of Eddie's right here.
Hey, oh my goodness. This is popping.
Look, people, Barry sent it. Nice and tinted pink.
Yeah. So we got it's Ethan again. My it's an goodness.
Pleasure to use. Ethan again. Ethan get two bottles. Now he has one of each. Put them on the display.
Beautiful. And then I think the last one was from Masters of the Shine. I think he wanted to do one.
Wait, this guy wants to do two. I don't know if we're going to keep doing this because your channel is turning into... Your channel is turning into...
We're turning into Keep It Real. Oh, yeah.
We're giving away the Hulk, all the coatings.
Okay, so Ethan said pick someone else. I don't need two. Oh,
okay, there you go.
Ethan, so the next person to Ethan was Chris Carter.
Chris Carter. So
hopefully lower 48.
He is. Tim, where can he email you to get that bottle of the TCC?
Email sales@ethoscarcare.com or find us on Instagram, ethoscarcare. Just mention you win the bottle.
Yep. So Ethan, get in touch with Matt. Chris, get in touch with Tim. So Eddie, your turn.
All right. And this is for, who's getting this bottle?
This is from Masters of the Shine.
So who are
and
you?
And I think because you got.
He super chatted here. I'll take care of this one. Okay.
You can give away the ClearCast one just to help you out.
I think because this person got a little bit.
He said keep it. Look, the man, look right here. Actually, he didn't specify which one, but he promoted your promo code. So we'll do a Keep It Real bottle. So I'll buy one of your bottles. It's okay. Yeah. I'm making a real immediately, doer. I'm running out.
I got a question. This is going to hit home for a lot of us, and I think this is super, super impactful. Mm-hmm. When did Jamie start using Ethos?
Is that the question? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. What video? Like, just give me a month. I just need a month, right?
When was he a customer? Like, when was he like actually a profile?
That's when did he start doing a video on Ethos? Because at first he I ain't gonna say what he said, but
whenever he discovered Rick's channel, that's when.
That's right.
Number one customer. He's been us, almost 7 years. Or something,
yep,
right?
Been there.
Eddie can call up the answer.
I'm looking at the answer right now because I got to go back to his first short on Instagram posts. Because that's when it all started for him. I was like, who's this guy? And all of a sudden, Ethos fan.
You bringing it up, Eddie?
You see the comments, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, hold on. I got to look for it. Everyone in comic can realize. Hey, time out, kids. Time out. All right? I'm looking.
Oh, some of us got to get going, Eddie. My goodness.
All right. I'm sorry. I forgot, bro. You have podcasts. Hold on. Hold the phone, baby.
Yeah, we don't go overtime, Eddie. We shut this
down.
No,
sorry.
We shut it down.
Yeah. All right. My fault. Hold on. 2 seconds and we're done.
Keep it ridiculous. This is Clearcast.
We have – this doesn't tell me a date. It's when you did the semi. When did you do the semi, dude?
The what?
The semi.
The white semi.
Easy peasy.
Well, really, whenever your podcast was. Yeah.
And right. I just because these guys are absolute goons, I just got confirmation from Matt that the birthday promo code is up.
It's up.
Ready to go.
All right. Go save 20% at alchemistcarcare.com. Style and profile, and it's got good chemicals. Go check it out.
I guess you're right.
This one. No, that's not me, bro. I don't know when it happened, dude. I'm looking at your date.
Geez. Go to your podcast.
I believe it was February 8th.
I think was it was February.
February.
It was February.
What's the first February in the chat? Oh, my goodness.
You were just earned overtime. But yes, right. He gets one extra chip cookie and next TRC.
This is what happens when we got
McKenzie.
She still won.
It's the extra tip tray.
She still won. Let's go. All right. That's it. That's all the giveaways. We got to go because you were stressing out.
Is that all the giveaways? No, Bradley wants to give away one, right?
He already gave one away. Kim got it.
Okay. Whatever. All right. I don't know what's happening anymore.
They have to go back and read it. Email me whoever won mine. Yep. And
yeah. Promo Jamie10 over at ethoscarcare.com. Uh-huh. That easy peasy collab. You know, you might use Eddie, but we just gave away all his. So buy mine. And Tim, been a pleasure having you on.
Nice chat with you guys. You
thanks, Tim.
And all that good stuff. And that's all we got, people. We'll catch you on the next. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.